A crosswalk in a downtown Juneau neighborhood is constantly being painted over in rainbow colors. It's an expression of creativity or simple vandalism, depending on who you ask. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
The corner of 7th and Gold isn't particularly busy. One of its crosswalks has been getting a fair amount of attention since someone began painting a rainbow over the white lines. Sue Warner lives two doors down.
Well, the first time I saw it, I was kind of having a hard time, and I was walking to work on a sunny morning, and it just was bright and cheerful, and it made me smile. And then I've watched other people stop and take pictures and point to it, and just, I see it makes everybody smile. It's a bright, cheerful color.
The city had the crosswalk repainted. That was last summer.
The manual for uniform traffic control devices doesn't give us an option. Crosswalk lines are to be white, and it's in bold in the regulation.
That's the city's street superintendent, Ed Foster.
So they have to be white, and that's based on studies that they've done to determine that the white is more visible than any other color, so they have to be white.
It didn't end there. The rainbow has been reappearing. Each time it does, the city has to repaint. It's happened at least three times this summer. Foster says it's getting ridiculous and expensive.
We contract out the roadway painting to a contractor, and they charge us $195 for every crosswalk.
An email list maintained by the Downtown Juneau Neighborhood Association lit up this month with discussion about the fate of the rainbow. It found many fans. There's been at least one offer to pony up hundreds of dollars for the city's expense to date if they'll just leave it alone. But Foster says if people want to petition the assembly for a variance to allow multicolored crosswalks, they can. Otherwise, it's just vandalism.
I mean, it's no different than somebody takes a spray can and starts painting light poles, trash cans, power transformers. It's graffiti. And we're going to clean it up.
The identity of the guerrilla crosswalk painter or painters isn't known. There's been no claim of responsibility, no manifesto left at the scene. Neighbors Sue Warner says she appreciates the effort, whoever might be responsible.
I don't know who's painting it, and I mean, the more color in our lives in this gray town, the better.
But the city's streets department isn't amused anymore. Foster has this simple plea.
Please stop painting over the white paint.
In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.